The PFCs play a pivotal role in the administration and safekeeping of retirement assets, mm-hmm. which are managed by pension funds, including the 401k, the defined benefits plan, and other retirement vehicles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Your Pension, Your Money, Your Future, where we discuss all things pension and all things that have to do with your retirement. Today, I have an interesting individual on set with me. His name is Olorun Timileyin George. He's the Managing Director, Chief Executive of First Pension Custodian. Welcome, Timmy.
Thank you.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the Event Planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
First, before I go into the meat of, I want to ask you something interesting about yourself. Let the viewers know something interesting about you, outside of work.
Okay, something interesting about me. I think I love to dance.
Interesting.
I'm a good dancer. I tell that all the time. I love dancing. I mean, just at the sound of music, I will be.
Salsa, makosa, what kind
all of sorts, all sorts.
Okay,
all
sorts. Maybe we'll test some of that dance before the show ends. Yes, but let's get into the meat of it. So, like I said, Olorun Timileyin George, and I fondly call him Timmy, the MD of First Pension Custodian, one of the custodians in Nigeria, the pension custodian. So, I want to ask him, you know, the structure of Nigerian pension industry is different and quite interesting. We have the pension fund administrators, the PFAs, who manage the funds, and the pension fund custodians who keep custody of the fund. Can you explain that model to us?
Okay, so the model that we operate, which is in line with the contributory pension scheme mm-hmm. as established by the Pension Reform Act of 2004, yep. revised 2014, the structure in a bid to ensure that there's transparency, there is accountability and prudent management of pension funds mm-hmm. sort of creates where we have the pension fund administrator, which is the PFA, and those are they're private sector entities set up to manage retirement savings accounts mm-hmm. of contributors, whilst the pension fund custodians, which we are, were licensed by PENCOM to safeguard and hold pension fund assets.
Yep.
Now, basically, you know, you said something, you wanted to understand that model.
Yes.
The model simply is just to allow for transparency, okay. to allow for accountability, and then to also ensure that there is separation of duties. Okay. So the PFAs will be the ones that will manage the assets whilst we keep custody of that. That allows for separation of duty. It also ensures that there's strong governance, there's better risk management, and it also provides some form of diversification, especially when it comes to investments of contributors' funds.
Okay, great. So there are two different organizations, two different entities.
Correct.
Okay, the next question I'll ask is, so what does it qualify to be a pension fund custodian? Can I, Oguchi and Sons, can I pick up a license to be a PFC?
No. Oguchi and Sons does not qualify to be a PFC. I think to qualify as a PFC, you will first be licensed by the National Pension Commission.
Okay.
But much more than that, you will be owned by a bank, okay. right? And you would also be guaranteed by the bank. And as set out by the PRA, you would also demonstrate that your parent, mm-hmm. that is your guarantor, has some form of financial stability.
Yeah.
They have experience and expertise in financial services.
Okay.
And they have the requisite infrastructure and technology to support the business. So it's not just anybody that will hold that license okay. of a PFC.
So they have to have some financial stability?
Correct.
To be able to be a PFC?
Correct.
Okay, let's go into the operations of a PFC.
Yes.
What does a PFC do?
Okay, so like we explained earlier, in trying to define the difference between a PFA and a PFC,
yeah.
the PFCs basically are meant to safekeep assets. Added to that, they do the settlement and custody of the assets. So it's safe keeping of assets,
yep.
settlement and custody services, asset valuation and pricing.
Okay.
We do income collection and retirement. That's what we call corporate actions.
Okay.
And then we do safe keeping and record keeping. We also ensure compliance and regulatory reporting for the funds.
Okay. Great. Okay, so as at December 2023, the pension assets were about 18.3 trillion. So what you are saying is those assets are not with the PFAs. Most people think it's with the PFAs. Those assets are not with the PFAs.
No, they're with the custodians.
And the PFAs don't have access to it, so there's a demarcation.
Just to ensure safety, mm-hmm. just to ensure that there's proper governance, just okay. to ensure that we have some level of stability as well.
And then checks and balances.
Checks and balances, you know, just to ensure. So I know for a fact now that the PFA manages my pension asset.
Yes.
But the custody of my pension asset is with the custodian.
A separate entity. Which is guaranteed by a bank.
Then the other aspect to it is the fact that I then understand the fact that there are certain guidelines are set up by PENCOM.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you've seen that in Nigeria, it's grown from zero to 18 trillion
yes.
in 20 years,
mm-hmm.
right? So what has happened is over the years, because there's that segregation, right? The PFA would just manage the assets.
Yes.
But in line with the guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a maker-checker type of arrangement whereby even if the PFA wants to invest,
yes.
right, the PFC will ensure that it meets the regulatory requirements.
Great.
If it doesn't meet the regulatory requirement, we will not allow.
Okay.
Right? Even though they are the managers of the funds, but we wouldn't allow them outstep what is in the proviso of...
Okay. Thanks. And that leads me to my next question. Doesn't this leave room for friction? How is the relationship between the PFC and the PFA? How does it work on an ongoing basis?
Well, I think we're all professionals and we understand the boundaries.
Yes.
And there will be instances where you would have issues and all of that, and that's why we have a regulator.
Mm-hmm.
So we just go back to the regulator to clarify or get assent
yes.
in whichever way. Now, but I will dare say that the relationship between the PFC and the PFA is collaborative okay. and it's integral to the effective management of the assets.
Okay, so all of this is to ensure safety of the funds.
Absolutely.
So let's delve into safety.
Okay.
What are the other safety measures that the CPS has, like the insurance that the PFCs carry out? Can you take us through some of those insurance mechanisms?
Okay, so in Nigeria, the PFCs are required to provide insurance coverage on pension fund assets. This is part of their risk management and safeguarding measures. Now, the insurance component that we provide serves to protect the pension fund assets,
okay.
right? And it tends to mitigate against various risks and uncertainties that may arise during custody and administration of the funds. Now, what some of the things that you do or the components in the insurance would just show that you have custodial insurance coverage,
mm-hmm.
you'd have scope of coverage, you also have what is called the guarantees to pension funds, you also have the compliance and regulatory oversight on that.
Big question, who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, the we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
So Timmy, the model is quite interesting, the PFC, PFA model, and you've been very kind to take us through how it works. Are there other countries that operate a model like this?
Yes, I think the model that we operate is a common practice. Okay, so in some clients, it's not, they don't separate them.
Okay.
In some clients, it's the asset management institutes or companies that manage custody of pension funds. Then in some clients is the administrators, PFA. So you don't have PFA, PFCs.
Mm-hmm.
But even in those clients where you have an entity that manages everything together, there's still certain things that shows that aspect of what is separation.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some like a function within that institution that would act like the PFA and another like the PFC. But the reality of it is what we do in Nigeria is common practice,
mm-hmm.
and it's done in many countries and many regions around the world, particularly in jurisdictions where you have established pension system and regulatory frameworks. You know, in some markets like the United States, the PFCs play a pivotal role in the administration and safekeeping of retirement assets,
mm-hmm.
which are managed by pension funds, including the 401k,
yeah,
401k, that defined benefits plan and other retirement vehicles. You also have something similar in the UK, you have in Canada, you have in Australia, you have it in one or two markets in Asia, you have it in Singapore, you have it in Japan, and you know, in the Middle East as well.
So essentially, Nigeria is, the CPS and the scheme Nigeria operates is progressive.
Correct.
This is what
correct.
Western world is doing.
Absolutely. Progressive. Absolutely. In fact, the model that we've done it very well in a way that it shows not only that we're progressing, but it also shows that we're forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you must seriously applaud our regulators, the National Pension Commission, for that insight and the future forward thinking that they've put in place. They've had this model work, and this model sort of speaks to what other clients are beginning to play catch up on.
Great. Let me take you to flexibility now with the demarcation of the functions of the PFA and PFC. Would you say this hampers the flexibility of the PFAs in making investment decisions, in moving quickly? Speak to that. Can you speak to that?
I wouldn't say that it hampers the flexibility of the PFAs to make decisions. You remember that I said earlier that what we have is collaborative.
Yes.
And it's an integral part of what forms the basis of how we operate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the demarcation between the PFA and the PFCs is indeed one of the key factors contributing to the safety of the assets, right? And it's also created some level of stability to the contributory pension scheme.
Yeah.
But the separation of the roles and responsibility between the PFA and the PFCs helps to mitigate risk, and it also helps to safeguard the pension fund assets. So what this has done is to create risk segregation.
Mm-hmm.
It has helped to ensure that there's custodian oversight. It has helped to ensure that there's an independent oversight. So the PFA on its own can't just invest,
mm-hmm.
without somebody checking to ensure that it's in line with the provisions of the PRA and has set out by PENCOM. It also allows for transparency and reporting, you know, in a way that so once the PFA is doing something, we look at the process and we believe that it's in line. We allow that transaction to go through and we report to the regulator. And they also report. So there's that, in their reporting and our reporting, there's that commonality within the reporting. And it also ensures that we have proper risk management practices. It also ensures that we're compliant with the regulation.
Great. So would you say, without a shadow of doubt, that the system we operate in Nigeria is one of the reasons why over the last 20 years we've not had any major loss, any major fraud within the contributory pensions?
Absolutely.
As opposed to the old defined benefits.
Absolutely.
System.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great. And that's one thing that we must consistently applaud the federal government for at the point when this was being put together. And we must also commend PENCOM and the operators, you know, for keeping faith with the provisions.
Great. I got one final question for you, Timmy. What would you say to those Nigerians who have their pensions, they have their RSA accounts, and they are scared that the money is not safe, that the money could dissipate, that the PFAs could make wrong decisions and the money goes in thin air? What would you say to them?
First off, I also have an RSA account, so I contribute as well, and and I'm very comfortable. Mm-hmm. For those people who feel or who are scared, let me use your word.
Yes.
I would say that, you know, like in one of the words of our president, "Hello, fuck off." There's nothing. I mean, the provisions as put down by PENCOM has ensured that, number one, there is checks and balances.
Yeah.
There is proper accountability and reporting.
Yes.
Added to that is, and that's why PENCOM in its wisdom has ensured that we have three models.
Yes.
Right? So you have the regulator who has regulatory oversight, you have the PFAs, and you have the PFC. So that ensures that at every point in time, right, somebody's watching, somebody knows what's going on. So if the PFA is not doing what is right, I will whistleblow, I will tell the regulators, right? I will write them, I wouldn't allow it go through, and then I'll write the regulator. And because they know also that I will do that, right, I'm not sure they will do anything that is outside of the provisions of the rules.
Yes.
But the truth also is, we're a bunch of professionals, responsible lots. Strong corporate governance within the industry, and you will meet some regulatory requirements before you can even be appointed to manage that funds. And that's why you've seen that over the years, irrespective of what has happened in Nigeria, the economy and all of that, it keeps growing. Today is over 18 trillion. I believe that by end of 2024, we should be well above 20 trillion.
Big question: who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
Thanks. It's been nice having Timmy. And there you heard it from Timmy George, the MD CEO of First Pension Custodian. Your pensions are safe. Your pensions are not going anywhere. And you retire. When you do retire, you'll be able to get your pensions. It's nice talking to you, Timmy.
Same here. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I truly appreciate the privilege being here. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. And until then, take care and have a nice time.